We started the top of Yutet Amud Habes at 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Gufa. Gemara Gufa on Matzah Get Tisha B'Shuk. Gemara is quoting the brayse that we brought yesterday that Matzah Get Tisha B'Shuk B'Zman Shabbal Modei Yachzir. If the husband agrees that the get, she's really entitled to this get, it's her document, it fell from her, then Yachzir, we give it back to Isha. In Abba Modei, if the husband does not agree, Lo Yachzir Lo Lezev Lo Lezev, then we don't give it to either party back. Now, Bizman Shabbal Modei Mia Yachzir Li Isha. But from this, it's clear that when the Baal Modei, we give back to Isha, Belechosh. Let us consider the possibility that Shema Kotov Li Tein Benitan, V'Nolna Tamla Tishrei, that he wrote the documents in Nisan, but didn't hand it to her in Tishrei. The Azal, and what happened between? In the interim, Azal Baal, right, Zavin Tere, Minisan Va Tishrei. In the interim, the husband sold, right, portions of the Perot between Nisan and Tishrei. Umafka the Gita, Dichta Benitan. That she's going to pull out this get that's written in Nisan, but Achia the Mitra Pukuchot Shalokadin. And then she'll go back and take the Perot back from the kuchot, right? Because the husband is entitled to payroll from Nechsei Melug, he's entitled to the production, right, of the Nechsei Melug as a husband. And so, since he didn't divorce her until Tishrei, prior to that point in time, he took the payroll, then he sold them. Now, she shows up with a get that says that she was really divorced back in Nisan, even though he didn't hand it to her until Tishrei. Now, if you have that situation, she's going to go to those buyers that were between Nisan and Tishrei and say, he didn't have rights, my husband didn't have rights to sell us. We were divorced already. If we were divorced already, the next thing will come back to me, and he has no right to the payroll. So it's going to be a mitzvah. The kuchos shlokidin. So why do we allow him, even when he agrees and says that she is divorced, why do we hand the get back to her? Why aren't we choshesh that there is some date discrepancy in the get? Right? Says hanicha the man da'amar. Works well. According to what it says, kevin shenatan enav legarsha shul in lebal payroll shapir. According to one who says that as soon as the husband considers divorcing her, then already he's not entitled to the payroll to the Lug anymore. So this works well, because if he wrote it in Nisan, even though he didn't give it to her till Tishrei, still that means that he intended to divorce her. Natanya and Avdagir Shah, if he did that already, he's no longer entitled to payroll to Nechsei Melug. Therefore, she is taking them back properly, meaning that she has a right to rescind these sales, because he doesn't have right to pay rose from the point that he thought about divorcing Elamanda Omar Isabel Peyrose at Shatina. According to one who says that the husband is entitled to Nixame Luke, the payroll to Nixame Luke until the time he hands the gift to her, Maikalamar. What are you gonna say? He asked you the Mitra, Amrin in law, I'll tell you what we'll say to her. When he comes to grab away from the clothes, I see Raya, Amad Mata Gisalayadir. Bring us a proof when you actually received this gift. Show us. We want the Edim to tell us when you actually got this gift. So Gemara says, if that's the case, why do we ever have a chashash? If you're going to say, listen, well, we're going to back up anytime you show up to take away property from the chuchot, we're going to say, bring us a proof that you actually got the document at whatever time you claim that you did.
If that's the case. That Manda Mada says that you have to bring up this in all cases, only when it was lost and it was found.
Which case? What, I'm sorry, what
do you mean? You have to bring a deem just to prove when exactly the get was given.
So that's a good question. So, right. So, Tosva says, the last Tosva over here says, Ema Mata Gitli Adech, Bishar Gitin Lo Aminan King.
Okay.
Without the Gitin, we don't say this. The Mistama Beyom Shikotab Nimtak. Basic underlying premise is that when it was written, it was given. Avazin did not follow Itra. So now, by Shtarchol, why don't we say the same thing? Shtarchol did fall. Why don't we say the same thing? They give it back and just have them give a proof, right? That it was given on the day that it's dated. But we have a Mishnah, the Tanan, Mazla Shtarchol, Im Yishman Achrayut Nechasim, if they have a lien in them, Lo Yachzir, you can't give them it. Ubaakim Nechashchayv Modeh. And we set it up as a case, Bishchayav Modeh, which is when the debtor agrees that he owes the money. Mishum, why don't we hand it back to the creditor? Mishum, that he really wrote the document in Nisan, handed to Tishrei, because so he will end up taking away the property from the kuchot, right, inappropriately. So let us give it back. When he comes to take away the property from the buyers, bring a proof. When did the shtar chov come to your hand? Meaning that if our chashash is the shtar was written prior to the time that it was given, So if that's a chesh by the woman, also by her get, we worry about the fact that it might have been written at much earlier time. So what do we say? We say, no, give it back to her anyway. When the husband agrees, give it back to her anyway. Why? Because we'll just ask her for proof that she got it in Nisan and didn't get it in Tishrei. So why don't we say the same thing by Shtar Chov? By Shtar Chov, we say when the creditor wants his document back, the debtor agrees that the document is his and he did borrow the money, say still don't give it back, because they're afraid that it was written in Nisan and only lent the money in Tishrei. And therefore, any properties that were sold by the debtor in the interim, he can go back now and take away from them, and that would be inappropriate. Why don't we just say to him, give us the proof that that's when the Shtar happened, and you'd be in the same position as Get. So Imre, Hakha Gabi Get, here, by Get Isha Ati Lokeach, right, by Get Isha Ati Lokeach Am Vitov Ah, right, and he'll ask for it, Amar Hai, Dajua Neala Rabbonon, Legita Mishom, Tolo Te Agin Vitesis. So here, we're going to hand this Get back to this woman. She says, Lokeach Am, right, and we're Tova, and he says, listen, why did the Chachamim hand this Get back to the woman? It's a lost Get. It's on the floor, and then they go to Basin, and Basin says, give it back to the woman. So, by the Get Isha, the Lokeach, the buyers are going to say, listen, I'm going to take you to Din. Why? Because why did the Chachamim give you the Get back? I'm sure that you won't be an Agbuna, and you'll be sitting right all alone, and you can't do anything, you'll be stuck without a Get. So in order to ease the situation on the woman, they gave the Get back to her so she's not an Agbuna. But, Hashda, the Ka'ach, the Mitrav, now you want to, not only do you want to not be an Agbuna, you want to get money out of this, then Tezel v'Teze Rayo. Then you got to bring a proof. Eimat Mata Gita Liyado. Then, bring me proof that what time this get got to your hands in order that you take these properties away from me. So we're going to separate between the Easter aspect and the monetary aspect, which is one is the human aspect. So Chachamim wants to protect the woman as an Agbuna, so we'll hand the get back to her because whether it was Tishrei or Nisan is irrelevant here in terms of the get, and if she's really divorced, let her be divorced. In terms of the monetary, she wants to go now and burden other people with this get, then we say, I say, but Hoch, look, Gabi Shtarchov, lo ati lokeach v'tova, the lokeach will never come back and ask for his property. Why? Because he will say, Hamar, miyadarua, niyalei rabban on the Shtarchov. Why did the rabban give the Shtarchov back to this creditor? There's only one reason to give a Shtarchov back to a creditor. That's so he can collect money. Right? Pshita, right? The mai hukazaju, niyalei mitrafu. Right, the only way that they would have given back the star for him is go collect with it even from encumbered property from me. So therefore, he won't even think about questioning the validity of the get. Shlomi no, kamu rabbonan b'milsa, must be that the rabbonan looked into the matter. Umekame didei matashkar liyadein, it must be before me that this loan went out, this document went out. So true, the Gemara says you could. We would say by star clove. We would say mighty raya. The problem is, what's the thought process, mentality of a buyer. Mentality of a buyer looks at, Basin's already looked over this document. Basin's looked over this document already. Let the buyer have to think about the document. If Basin gave it back and he can think about it as being given back for reasons other than him, then he'll go ahead and challenge the document. But if the document is given back, and the only reason to give the document back would be to challenge him, then he's not going to come to Basin again. He's going to say, listen, it already went through Basin. What am I going to waste my time, my money, trying to come to Basin to revalidate this document? Basin just already handed it back to him because they validated the document. So why go through that process again? So because of that, there will be a difference between Get Isha versus Shtar Chov, right, when we find it, and either the debtor agrees or the husband agrees whether we give it back or not. By Get Isha, we will give it back. By Shtar Chov, we will not give it back.
He'll
get it back. He'll get it back then. Yeah. He will get it back.
So right now, it's not. Why isn't the dean also then kind of the case to bring.
If he brings a raya, fine. But we don't count on the lukhot to force him to bring a raya. We're not relying on the lukhot to challenge him in court. So we won't hand it back to him unless we know for sure that it's a valid document. If it's a valid document, he has to bring proof to that effect. If he does bring proof, it is. It's a good shtar. If not, we're going to see in the second half of today's daf, then the Gemara just says, write a new document. If you think it's really true, just write a new document. We don't want to hand back a document that has a predate in it. Right. Now, Tosfos does ask over here, a case where it may be get from Medina Dayam. Right? So why, when someone brings a get from Medina Dayam, do we not say, maybe the get was written in Nisan, and he's only bringing it now in Tishrei? Why don't we suspect right, that there is a predating of the get. Why only here, in this instance, do we worry about it? So he says, Tosfos gives a number of answers. Here we talked about this. He says, Kevin Shabbato Shabbat Garsha, when his intent is to divorce her, Ro'in Shashman Mukdam. Then we see, when the get is given, then it's Mukdam. The problem over here, and this is probably what you were asking before, though, is when the get falls, and then we come back and give it to her, we don't know what happened. Over here, when someone hands a get, say they come from Medina Sayyam. And when they come from Medina Sayyam, they see that the day is 6 months ago, and the guy is now handing the get to the woman. That's when the get's going to go into effect. So now, when that's the case, yesh kol, shalom sayyib yom shenichtav. Then it's kol. At the time, if it's given, at the time that it's given, the divorce is done, and the date is different than that date, that will have a kol, that will be known. I mean, that it's well known. V'yizachu kolot lomar aiti rayot. Then the buyers will know, remember to say, bring a proof. The problem is, here the husband agrees that she dropped the get. Right? And his claim is that he divorced her way back on the date. So there is no differential now, because he's claiming that's when the divorce took place. And we have no evidence to the contrary. Parafanita, so this is what you're saying exactly. That when is the differential on the date right away? Doesn't matter anymore. Whereas in our case over here, right, then you nechush, then we worry about it. Why? Because here, we don't have any evidence. The date he's giving it back to her has nothing to do with the date that is assumed to him. He says, why don't we ask, right, a Mishnah, the Kotz can get the ish, apo bishen ish to imo. That we write a get for a husband, even though the woman's not there. Again, why is the sofer allowed to write a get for a husband, dated today, even though the woman's not there? That just means he has no clue when this get is going to be given. Right, because maybe he won't give it for another year from now, maybe he won't give it later. Right, so now, he says again, right, that the general, Yom Shenichtav Nimtzar, so now, generally the get is given the day that it was given over, and if it's not, he'll give the same answer he gave before, which is that there's a kol, right, that there's a kol that goes out. When you have a dating differential between the date that it's given and the date that's in there, there'll be a kol for that. Right, now, what about Kotvim Shtar Lovah? Right then, right, why do we say by Kutzman Shtadl Lovet you can't write it without the right Malveh being present? How come we can't do it over there? And we said before that you can't write a Shtar for the Lovet unless the Malveh is there, depending whether it was a Shtar no or not a Shtar no, we don't write it. Why not? So Tosfos differentiates between Shtar Lovet and Shtar Get, which is a very important differential, which is that the Gabi Kutzman Shtadl Lovet Parach Shafir Mishum Demand Yozis Betina Yozis. When a person borrows money, it's a private affair. The person doesn't borrow money, he doesn't go to the public square and borrow money. You get the private affair. So therefore, there is no kol. So that means we don't assume that because there's a misstating between the time that the loan was given and the contract's written, we don't assume that that's going to come out. Because how will kol know about that? Because it's always done privately. On the other hand, by get, he says here, the yoyve for hetzio. It's given in public, number one, because dark edim siri. Even according to Rabbi Meir, it says that Ede Ktiva, right, or Karte, nevertheless, you still need Ede Nisira, according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. Alright, but Ode, also, to Regulus, the Garesh, Verhesia. In general, there was a minhag to give the Gezbe Verhesia, but Galot, she Pnuya. To establish that she's a Pnuyana. Yechkol, Shnitkar Shachar's Manaktiva. So again, Lo Yitzu, Alu Kuchot. Aval, he says, Akate Kasha, a Michael Tvim, get the Ish. Why do you write a get for an Ish? By himself, nechush. So listen to this, Pashash. Shematiz ne akar ktiva. Maybe we should have znus after the time of the ktiva. Vitein la btina, kadeh l'chapotla. We'll give it to her privately to protect her. So yesh lomar, this is something Shaul asked yesterday. Why did he not do this? The miyad, shenichtava get notein la. And generally assume that the day that he writes the get, he gives it to her. Why? The principle that the Gemara keeps it established, lo makdiminish punatu l'nafshe. Person doesn't keep around bad news for a long time. So if he tends to divorce her, he gets the get and gets rid of it right away, and he does it. If not, he's going to get ripped up. He's not going to hold the get around. People don't have gets sitting around their house, because it's just as bad stuff, and bad stuff you don't keep around in general. The person doesn't try to keep it around. So now again, the Tosfos is what he's laying out is basically a framework that extends the Gemara's differential over here, difference over here. The Gemara differentiated between Shtar Chol and Get Isha. Here the Gemara says the difference between Shtar Chol and Get Isha is to do with the perception of the Lokeach when he hands it back. What is he going to feel? But Tosfos says there's even a deeper difference between them, that the whole institution of get and the institution of chol work differently. Since the institution of get is a public affair, It has a call when it's given, when there's a difference between the date of its giving and the date of the document. So that's going to cause, right, that's going to cause us to know about that differential, and those lochim will always be protected. On the other hand, by malveh, or milveh, right over there, we don't have that. First of all, loans are done in privacy. So there's no call, even when there's a date differential. Right, number two is giving the document back, right, that's always going to be in the face of, right, in the face of, okay, I'm understanding that it's to collect with. And number three is that we don't have that principle of pronusa, right, which is by a get. Nobody holds getting around. So if you have a date in the get, they're basically going to give it very close to that date or on that date. But if you have a star, milvin, he can hold it around. There's nothing negative about that. He can hold the malva, can hold around the document forever, and finally he'll lend with it. There's nothing bad about having such a document around. It's only to his advantage. So again, those larger differentials between them will come up with different dinim across the board, not just here in our case, but across the board between Gitin and Shtar Yechol.
How does it fit into the Lekuchos, the second answer that Avos Betzina? Isn't the whole idea that Lekuchos is called, and that's why they know they should buy the property and so on?
Right, but that's a call when you have, right, Achayut Nechassim on the property.
Right.
Eventually, a call goes
out. But
Betzina is about the dating differential between the date and the,
right,
the place. I mean, that the idea of call is that Chaver Chavreo Yitzlacha. And every guy, if your friend has a friend, and that's how it passes on.
That's not enough to pick up the date.
No, Tosfos demands, you see that Tosfos demands for Farhesia, that was a public, something that was a public, it was a public demonstration for purpose, to understand it. It seems like that's the difference. It's not simply coal, it's about a Farhesia.
That's just coal.
Right, right. Alright, now, Shikwe Abadim that are mentioned in our Mishnah. Tarabanan. Tashtar Shechub Shuk finds a document of freedom in the Shuk. The time that the Adon admits that, yes, he'll have it, then we give it back to the Abbot. Ain't a Rav Mudeh. The Rav, if the Adon doesn't agree, lo yachzir lo zeh lo zeh, then we don't give it back to him or the Abbot. Now, Gemara says, it's vancha, Rav Mudeh, mea yachzir. And the Adon, when the master agrees, we give it back to him. But as the Abbot, we give it to Ramai. Nechu, shema, kazal, ditem, lo benisam, lo dan, lo ad tishrei. So again, why don't we have the chash that maybe was written in Nisan, he only gave it in Tishrei. And then the slave went ahead, become a nechassim in Nisan and Tishrei. He went and he bought property between Nisan and Tishrei. And his master went ahead to Zavinu. And he sold them. Because Kol Bashi Kon Eved, Kon Arabo. So he really owned the Eved during that period of time. So when the Eved buys something, he's really acting as an agent on behalf of the Adon. And when he buys it, it belongs to the Adon. So the Adon can do whatever he wants, and they can sell it. Now he sold it. Umepikle the Shechrur. And now he's going free, right? He's not been his son, but Katar of the Kugo should go to Kedin. So what is this slave going to do? What's he going to do? He freed him in Tishrei, really, but it was written Nisan in the document. So he's going to go back to all those properties that don't sold between Nisan and Tishrei that belong to him and say, listen, I was a free man then. Those were my properties. What are you doing? Selling my properties. Giving them back to me. He's going to say to the Kugo, give me the properties back. You bought properties that you were not entitled to, or the seller really didn't own. So why don't we have that same chashash of the Kedin? What's this? It's good according to one who says that it's a zchut for an Eved to go out of the hands of his Rebbe. Therefore, from the moment he wrote the get and intended to give it to him, he's mekabel on his behalf. He's zochel lo shelo b'fanam. Why? Because he's an abaye. Like abaye, damar, idav, b'chol tumav, zachin le'shapir. So why? Because obviously he didn't hand the get to him. How do you have zochel shadim lo b'fanam? You have a kinyan. That is because of Abaye's belief that when the Eidim sign on the document, it's an in-force document. That the Mafreya, when the Eidim sign on a document, the Mafreya, once it's given, it goes into force. Or over here, because it's Zakat Adam Sofanav, when the Eidim sign on it, that document goes into force right away, and he is, right, he is freed. As long as he gives him the document eventually, right? I mean, as long as he hands it to the document, the Mafreya he's really freed from today. So therefore, there's no Kashash. On the other hand, that it's a detriment for an Eved to be freed. Ma'ika the Neymar, what are you going to say? Tichyat the Mitzvah for reading late, I see Raya, I must say Shrufu the Yadiv. Because when he shows up in court, we're going to say to him, listen, show us evidence that was given. Again, why? Because the Kuchot have a reason to believe why the Chachamim would hand his get this get Shrufu back to him, even for not being Torah. I mean, that's, again, like he did in Hashem, right, by Getisha, why did they come and hand it back? Because she won't be an Aguna. Also over here, this is his document of freedom. So they give him back the Get Shechrur because they want him to be free. That's his right, that's his privilege. To go collect with this, then I'm going to ask for a Raya for that. So there's a way to separate bifurcate between The reason the Chachamim gave it back to him versus his ability to collect on monetary matters. Again, by get Yishar, get Shikur, you can separate the two items. You can separate the Easter from the Mamot. By Shikur Kod, there is only one thing, which is the Kod. And therefore, when you hand it back, the Kod, they're going to think it's a done deal.
If you take Kod, we're going to split instead. Even if it's Zachim, but you don't know like Abaya, that I think Kone is still a problem.
Yeah, the Marcus here is just Anichol, the Mandalmar. The Marcus is to create a situation where it makes sense. I don't think that, it doesn't have to be that Abaya is. Just know that it's always the Mafreya. It's an interesting concept of the Mafreya. When you're Chatum Zokimlo, it goes back to the Mafreya to the date. After the Dina, it goes back to the
date.
But he has to give it. He has to give it in order for it to be the Mafreya. I mean, if he never gives the item, then there's no Ezeb Chatum Zokimlo. Let's look at Rashi. Tova he is close, Matiro Bakal, the Kim Zuchut, Ikabi Tirute, the Mashra Shinifsab Gochebishupro, the Chimata Shtar Getia Day, not to be Chorim the Mafreya, Mashat Khatima.
So when he reaches it, he says it was the person's wine.
Right.
Unless he came from a practical point of view.
No, that you have to create, you have to create the Shechor. Given the get to him is the Shechor, has to be to the, if the Adon changes his mind, never gives it to him, we can't say Ezeb Chatumah Gochimlo. Only is that once the, if he gives it to him and shows that he wanted to free him, then we say that Ezeb Chatumah, he was already Zochadum Afreya. That's how they phrase it. Daidiki and Matana. Tarabana, Ezehu Daidiki. What is a Daidiki? Says, Da, Tehein, Mekam, Uliyot, which, that this will, this document will show or stay in force, that if I die, she mate, if I stop the cloning, that my property is like this. This is the last will and testament, is a Shekhin Meirav giving his Saba. We write it down, that is a Daidiki. Matana, Koshkat Bub Meyom Lacher Mita. So a Matana is what it says from today until after Mita. Alma. What? That works, yes. So Alma. Right, Mayom Ula Kamita, right. Alma, it diva mayom la kamita hu de kani, ilogo kani, that's the only way to give a gift. The only way to give a gift is mayom la kamita, what happens if he just says, mayom, this is yours, why isn't that classified as a matana? Rabbi Yochakamar, Ezui matanat bari. What is a matana that's given by a healthy person? Shihuik matanat shimera, that's equivalent to a matanat shimera, the lo kani la kamita, the one goes into possession after his death. Kol shikatu ba mayom ola akar mita. Right? When you say from today, ola akar mita means that you take possession of it today. Today you take possession of the core property, but you're not entitled to the payrolls and anything else until I die. But that you have ownership over the property. Once I die, you get ownership over the property. Right after I die, just like a matanat meshiv meirav, which only takes effect after he dies. I mean that's when it'll take effect. Because if he gets up from his deathbed, right, then the whole transaction is batel. And so now, Gemara says, goes back to the Gemara now, Taimo, at the Loa Marsnu, that's because over here he didn't say give it to him. Ha Marsnu, had he said give it to him, no tnim. So this is in our Mishnah again. Our Mishnah again talks about Daidiki and Matana. So if you find them on the ground, we don't give them back to them. Because we say maybe he predated this shtarot, then we don't give it back. Gemara says, well, the implication for our mission is that if he said snoop, if he had said give those documents back, then we would give them back to them. So why not? Why do we do that? It's Hamar snoop, Berminu. Must the Daita Kota Potikiyot, if he finds Daita Kadiyot, these last will and testaments, or a Potikiyot, right, these are directed lien documents. Umatanot and Kis, Abubishishneh Modim, even though both parties agree, Lo Yabzir, Lo Lezeb, Lo Zeb, we don't give it back. And our mission is implying that if they do agree, if both parties agree, we do hand it back. Amar Rabbi Bar Mama, Lo Kasha, that's not a problem. However, Bari, Habish Kibmira. That's the difference between who's giving the documents over here. Matnitzon, our Mishnah, says the Kani Hamar Tunot Nim, that says, if he says to give it, we give it. The Shkibmira. That's the case of Shkibmira, the Bar Mahadarhu. Because the Shkibmira can change his mind. How does the Shkimera work? The Shkimera works. Whatever he says, we are Mikayim. We do. So that means that as long as he's still alive and he keep on saying things, then he can change his mind. Like say, for instance, he gifted it to Reuven, and then a week later he decides that he's going to gift it to Shimon. So when he gifts it to Shimon, it's a reversal of what he did to Reuven, because it doesn't take effect until he dies. And then the last thing that he says will take effect. So now what we don't care about predating anymore, because the earlier date does nothing for you. The later date is actually better for you. Right? Darmina, Maikul Meimar, Dilma Kotbam Ikara Lahai Bimlach, Lo Yavanile. Maybe originally he said, oh, I'm going to give it to this guy, he didn't do his date, and I didn't give it to him. Vahadar Kotbam Ishafrin, and then he gave it to someone else. The Yavanile, and he gave it to him. Vahashtar Kahadarbe, now he wants to reverse his position. Oh, the Yavo and the Yavo. So if here he wants to reverse his position, how do I give it? Right, if he gave it to him as a gift, right, as a healthy person gives it to him, let's say speak up. Right, there's no loss here. The chi napka tarte, right, when we go out, take out two, tarte patraita zaki. Right, because the second one gets it, the other baby kamaita. Right, because then he's reversing the original person. Ima tanat shkimira, nami yoavaniele, lays bakseita, the patraita zaki, because the other baby kamaita. Again, then he's reversing his position and there's no problem over here. So if it was a matanat bari that he gave it to him, there is no pseida, because when they both come out, the later one gets the schut, because he reversed his position from the original case. And if it's a matanat shkimira, again, he gets it. Why? Because the reversal causes him to give it to the second guy, and the later guy, the later dated document, is the one that gets it. Right? So shkimira has the right to reverse his position. Since he has the right to reverse his position, all we care about, right, is the all we care about is when he gave it. Meaning that where he later dated a document, because that's what's going to determine, right, what happened over here. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, and keep talking about Braisa. When you wrote in the Braisa, Abba Bishushneim Modim, if they both agree, lo yakzir lo zev lo zev, the Bori, the healthy guy, the Lav Bar Mahadar, he has no right to reverse his position. So in case of Shchemira, whether he gave it with a Matana document, whether he gave it with a Daitiki, and Shchemira is all about the ability to reverse his position. Because the whole premise of his gifting is that he's going to die, and he gives it to the last person he says he gave it to, is who he gave it to. And so that's the case. We don't care which document is predated, we actually care about which is the later document, and who he gave it to last. So therefore, having an earlier dated document is actually going to do you no favor, because it actually makes you and puts you into a worse position. On the other hand, when it's talking about a bari, a healthy person, then he gives something, now what's the problem? He wrote to this guy originally and decided not to give the gift. Then he decides he wants to give it to someone else. Now he wants to reverse the position from the original guy. How is the Ayubilay? The Savar, so now he gave it to the second guy, and now he decides, really, I didn't want to give it to him. So how is he going to reverse it? The Savar, I can't go back and just tell him I didn't give you the gift. No, because he did give him the gift. He can't do that. So what did he do? He said, you know what? I'll say that I gave it to this other guy first. In Hadra and Yale. Right? So he'll go and now give him the document that was originally written. Okay? Because it came up in Kai. So then when he comes to take it out of court, he'll come out and take the document that predates the gift document, and he'll take it away from him. We're not going to give this document back to the recipient of the gift. Maybe you wrote this document, but you never gave it to him. In the interim, you gave it away to someone else. But God is saying that you regret giving it to that person. If you never give it to anyone else in the interim, and you want to give it to this individual, give him, write him a new document of gift, and hand it to him. Because you've not, now he has it, you haven't heard it right.
And you claim that you didn't give it to anyone else.
Right, so if there was no one else giving to him in the interim, then you haven't weakened his position at all, because there's no one else who's going to come and make a claim before him. Right, if he gave it to someone else, there's no loss over here, because it's okay, because he will be, right, he'll have the predated document now. If there was actually a gift given and he regretted it, that gift will have the predate, because the current scar is written afterwards. So we're not going to hurt the rights of anybody else by giving him a rewrite of the scar to be today, on today's date. Right now, I mean, you do hurt the recipient of the gift does get hurt, because then he can't go back to make claims of...
Right, but, that but away. There's a logical flow, though.
Right, that there is. At least here, he can't weaken anybody else's rights. Right, he can't weaken anybody else's rights. Right, Matzah Kvar Rav Zid. Zid says, wait, that's a really nice solution between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Vayidim Yidi Daitakot Katani. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa have the word Daitaki in it. Right, so what do you mean you explain one case as a case of Shkimir, one case of Bari? We have a case of Daitaki in both cases. The Daitaki is... Right, both are shkimira. Right, if they're both a shkimira, then how can you explain one is a shkimira, one is not a shkimira? So he says, "Alamar of Zvid, Abraham shkimira." Both cases are cases where it's a shkimira. Well, kasha, habay, v'habibrei. That means it has to do with him or his son. What does that mean? But nitzan the kamar in our Mishnah, it says, "Nu, notnim bididei debar mahadaru." That's not about himself, where he has the right to reverse his position. Darmina. Inami yava lini shachrina. Let's say that even if you give it to someone else instead of us, the kama ubatra batra zochit. When it comes to the first or the later one is zochit. The hadar be'edi kama, because he reversed his position from the original guy. Kikatani bevach, right? So bevrayato.
Could you explain the previous?
I mean, it's inami avalina shachrina, even if he gifted it to someone else, has a later date in his document. Late Buck say, oh, we don't have any laws here. The kamo batra, two people show up with that sort of the gift document. Batra zochi, we give it to the later dated one. The other, baby kama, he reversed his position in the gift. So we say, we changed his mind. If he changed his mind, he can, right, he gave it to the later one. He gave it, really gave it to the later one, and therefore we're going to believe the later date and not the earlier date. Kikatani, but when we're talking about the Brighta, Akhapisha Shnei Muzim, Lo Yachzir, when both of them agree, we don't give it back. What was it? What was that? But Brighta. That's talking about his son. Damrina, Dilma Kotav of Wodahai, V'imlach. Maybe his father gave it to this individual and changed his mind. Velo Yavei Nialei, and then didn't give it to him. Ubatar Abua. So then, after his father died, what happened? The son went ahead, Kotav Iul, the Inishachrina. That the son gave it away to someone else. Now the son wants to reverse his position. After he gave it away, after his father died, he wants to reverse his position. I can't reverse this gift. I gave this guy this gift. I can't take it back. So what am I going to do? The Abba Yadalei Lahai. That my father already gave it away to someone else prior to you. But not Velei Katsved. And then he'll give him the document that was written by his father that was never given. And it's him. But they say, Abba Nofik Minei. And then he will take it away from him because that document predates the son. Zaho Zachi, right? That he'll be Zochim and Niflug Vade. And they'll split it. And the son will make an agreement with this guy. Listen, I sold the property. I really regret selling it. So what I'll do is, my father wrote a document actually to gift it to you, but he never gave it to you. I'm going to give you that document, and then you'll be able to take it away from this buyer, and we'll split it. You know, we're both better off now. You'll get half, I'll get half, and we're better off than we are right now. We have none.
That could be a regular stuff.
Right. It becomes a regular case now.
Although
that there is a document from the father.
Right. The case is that he died, because obviously, how did his son get some succession?
Maybe. Right. It could be a
star matana, but you could explain it as a daddy key case. I mean, you could explain a daddy key case this way, which is what he needs. He needs to explain it. It's a fit in the case, right. So we say to him, Anan, we're not giving this document back to the person that you say deserves it. Maybe your father wrote this, and he never gave it to him. You already gifted it or gave it away to someone else. Now you want to reverse it. Ella, eat kushta kamar. If you're telling the truth, the Ayyavle Abuch, that your father gave it to him, zil at hashtag sivle shtara. Let you, the son, right now, write a mishtar achrina, write a new gift over here. Because if nothing happened between the father, time that the father supposedly gifted it, and the time now, there's nobody else who's going to get hurt, write the gift today and he'll be no worse off. Because even if your father didn't give it to him, and you wrote it to someone else, there's no problem here. Why? The kama vacha, kama zaki. When it comes to one, the first or the last, the earlier date is going to be better, because here we're talking about two different people. Here we're talking about a father and a son. By there, it will make a difference who's dated first, because the one that dates the father will go into faith, of course, before the son. But when it's a single person, we say, if you're gifting by a single person, the later date is the one that dictates, because we assume, right, that he reversed his position, changed his mind, and he gave the gift to the later party.
One thing that Rav Zvid's opinion does not address is the fact that matanot is mentioned in our Mishnah. Fine, he explained daidiki, but he doesn't explain matanot. And in the Mishnah, if we have matanot, it means that you could be medayik by matanot if he said tnu, that we would give it to him. So how does he explain that case? So Rashi and Tosfos deal with this in different ways. Rashi says that that by matanot, we don't make that diuk in the Mishnah, because what's the reason that we're choshish in our Mishnah for all these problems? The problem of nimlach. Rashi says nimlach means that he's going to change his mind later on. And even by matanot, when you say tnu and he said give it, we still have the chashash that he changed his mind, and that's why he's saying to give it. So that reason of nimlach still applies even when you say tnu, and therefore there is no case of tnu by matanot in our Mishnah. But Ben Utam, on the other hand, says no. The case of matanot in our Mishnah is going to mimic or be similar to the case of daidiki, which is that it will be a case where he says that this is a gift, mihayom, im lo yachzor ad hachamita, if I don't change my mind before death. So if he says it's a gift from today, if I don't change my mind before death, then it starts to look like a daidiki. It looks like a shchivmeira who has the ability to reverse his position, and the last standing position is what is koveya. So here by this matana, it the last standing position will be koveya. So it looks similar to a daidiki, and he can explain it this way. He also rejects Rashi's explanation of nimlach, being that he changed his mind later, because he says nimlach could also mean that he never gave it in the first place. I mean, nimlach by gitin could mean that he never handed the get to the isha, not necessarily that he gave it to her and he changed her mind, because he can't say that, because if he gave it to her already, it's done. Whereas here, by nimlach, the nimlach also could be that he never gave the contract, but the way Rashi is learning it, he's learning nimlach means that he did maybe give the matana and then he changed his mind. So Tosfos rejects Rashi for those two reasons. One is the explanation of nimlach, and number two is that he ignores matanot in the Mishnah. He works around so it doesn't really apply, versus Rabbeinu Tam, who sets it up as an unusual case of matana in order to have it work along with daidiki.
Right now, Tarabana, matzah shobar, he found a receipt that a husband had paid his wife for her suva. When the woman agrees, yes, we're the bow, then she gives it back to the husband. Any shamoda, the woman does not agree, lo yakzir lo zevel lo zevel. But anyway, bizmancha shimoda, miyat, yakzir the bow, when the woman says, yes, this is his receipt, we give it back to the bow, balekush, delma kod, mother tain bin nisan, but not, tishrei. She wrote the receipt for receiving her ktuba nisan, but she only received it in tishrei, she got her ktuba. But asma, zavanta the ktuba, mitovatanam nisan vat tishrei. In the interim, what does she go do? She sells forward her ktuba between Nisan and Tishrei. She basically sells it to a party at a discount. Why at a discount? Because if she predeceases her husband, the buyer will get nothing. If he dies first, we still have to wait until the point you receive it. So there's reason to discount the total value of the ktuba. She sells it to him. Well, basically, the shofar, this Ibn Nisan, and now the husband's going to show up with this receipt and say, I paid off this ktuba. In Nisan, if I paid it off already, then you're not entitled to anything. She couldn't sell her tuba at that point in time. But the mitzvah of the kukos will get in. Now he's going to take away from the kukos inappropriately. So Amar Rabbo, Rabbo says, Shmami no, Isa the Shmuel. Must be that we hold like Shmuel. Why is Amar Shmuel? Amokher shtar chov l'chavero v'chazaro machalo machol. First he sells the shtar chov to his friend, and then goes ahead afterwards and has mochel on that shtar chov. We have this in the Gemara Ketubot, Kiddushin, we discussed these issues. Why is that? Why are you able to be mochel over here? Filo yoresh mochel, and even an inheritor can be mochel. So if that's the case, then what happened over here? What happens over here is that we have a receipt that comes and we sign it on the floor. We say it's dated for Nisan. Why don't we worry about the fact that maybe he divorced or he paid her ktuba in Tishrei, and now he's giving a receipt that predates the time that he really gave it his ktuba. And if he gave it a ktuba early, maybe buyers along the way bought her ktuba. Mm-hmm. Right? They bought her ktuba. If they bought her ktuba, now all of a sudden we're coming with this receipt which says the ktuba was paid off before the time you bought it, and you're entitled to nothing. Why is that? Because we could simulate that even without the shofar. How could you simulate that? The woman could say, I was mochel the ktuba to my husband. If the woman's mochel the ktuba to the husband, the shtar chov disappears, and the buyer gets zero. The buyer gets nothing over here. So since we can simulate, she can create, or simulate the fact that the buyer gets nothing by saying the star folk, the ksuba was mochel, right, was mochel and ksuba, then we give her barak to shovar, she's got no more rights than she had before. She has no more ability to wipe out the chot than she had before, because she could be mochel, and that wipes them out, or we can give her the shovar, and we give it wipe her out.
We said something when we brought up the concern that she could be mochel, that people don't do that or something.
Right, people, that was the case. The Gemara wants to know we had it in Bava Kamma, actually. The case is in Bava Kamma, when there was Nizakin. Right? It was in Bava Kamma where the woman does damage. And we say that she doesn't pay until she gets divorced. We say, why not? Why don't we force her to sell the tuba? All right, that was the Gemara discussed. The concerns of a person who sells something, when are they mochel and when are they not mochel? If she's going to take the shofar and it's wrong, then she can do the mechila and be wrong. I mean, if she's not worried about taking the shofar. Right, in the case, generally, we said over there, in a case where a person sells it, they don't want to cheat somebody out, they don't want to mess the document up. Now, Abai Amar, Afilu Teima, let's say that even without Shmuel, this is true. Why? How come I see not? The shtar tuba, you'll say mitachat yada. She still has a tuba. Now, if she still has a tuba in her hand, right, then we don't have to worry about this. Why? Then we don't have to worry about the fact that she sold it. If she's holding onto the shtar tuba, he's got the receipt. She didn't sell it, because if she sold it, the buyer would insist on holding the shtar tuba. So if the buyer would insist on holding the shtar tuba, then the fact that she has the shtar tuba in her hand is evidence that what? That she never sold it. Now, about paying it off, give the shofar. The husband paid it off. What do we care whether it was paid off in Tishrei's son? Nothing happened in between that's going to cause anybody a loss. So that she told us the document, he has the shofar, we don't have any suspicion anymore. The Rav Amar, Rav says, why did Rav force to say like, why didn't he say like a bayit? He says, Yishum Shtar Ktubah, Hashim Nashtek Tzubot. That's why about the fact that the husband wrote her two Tzubot. She has one that she sold and one that she's holding on to over here.
She claimed that she lost it or something?
Right, she lost it in between, so he wrote her new Tzubah, whatever it was. If we're talking about cheaters here, we can say that he wrote her a second Tzubah. Rav Amar, Chadol, Nashtek Tzubot, Lo Hashim. He says, in general, we don't worry about that. Nobody's going to write two Tzubot in general. That's a really far-fetched case. That's number one. And number two is, oh, shofar bizmano tarif. Abayu l'shitato. What's the shitato? That abayu l'tamei damar edat v'chatumav zachinlo. That they did with their signatures create the document in force from the time of the signature. So since, when was the document signed? When was the receipt signed? Back in Nisan. So even though when he handed it to her, and when she handed it to him in Tishrei, that's really when it goes into effect. And that's when we know for sure that the Shtar Ktubah doesn't matter because the Chatumah, right, the agent was signed on it, the Mafreya, right, the receipt is effective as the date that it was written, which is back in Nisan. That case, the Kuchot are really losing out because they really weren't entitled to it. The buyers of the Ktubah weren't entitled to it because the receipt is dated back to the time of Nisan. So now there's a interesting talk down here. It says, Shobar, if you look down below, the second Tosfos, Shobar Bizmano Tarif. The first Tosfos talks about Mamad Shloshtam. Why can't you sell the Mamad? Why don't we worry? She sold the Mamad Shloshtam, and then there you're not allowed to be Mochel. That's the first Tosfos that feels good. He says that, very interesting, Tosfos narrows the definition of Mamad Shloshtam. This is a Kenyan that we had in Kiddushin, Mamad Shloshtam. He says you have the buyer, seller, and the third party that are all involved over here. The buyer, seller, and the parties of the document are all there. They're all present. Mamad Shloshtam, the Chavir instituted a Kenyan that works in order to ease commerce. So Tosfos says, why don't we stay over here? We're worried about, what, maybe she gave away the document, and then she can be mochel on it. Since she can be mochel on it, then we don't care that she gave the, sold the ktubah, because she could do the same thing as the shofar does. But what happens if she sold the document to the mamash shloshtan? She did that, she can't be mochel on it. A kinyan of mamash shloshtan is not entitled to be mochel. If you're not entitled to be mochel, then we should worry that the shofar is now giving her rights, or him rights, that he didn't have before. He says, Yeshua the Lekka Lamecha, Shema Mapa Mashkotam, the Lekka Edim Shemachra, Baal, the Isha Yikapru Amechira. The Ika Edim, Nishalino Hechavim. If there were no Edim that this transaction ever took place, then all they have to do is deny that there was a Mamad Shloshtam. And there's only three people here. There's her, her husband, or her ex-husband, and the party that bought. So now they come to this Beis Din, and they can both just say, never happened, all you're burning all done. Now, if we have Edim, that it did happen, then let's just ask Edim what happened over there. If we have Edim that happened, then we don't have a question anymore whether this happened or didn't happen over there. Right? If they said that the Baal was Shatak or whatever, that they can describe to us whatever the situation was. Right? Then, the Tosfos narrows the Mamad Shloshtam and says, Oh, Yesh Lamar, Lo Tiknu with Mamad Shloshtam, El Davar Shroyu, the Gavot Miyad. It's a very important principle. Mamad Shloshtam was instituted only on items that you can make a kinyan on right now. But not about ktubah. They don't pay about that. After givushin, gam shem lo shikreish lo tiknu mamad shloshtam. So it says mamad shloshtam is only a kinyan that was instituted for mekach u'memkar to ease transactions, to make it easier in the shuk to allow people to move without having to pay money, having cash on hand every time. So that's only true if you're making a kinyan on something that exists right today, that's available to be bought today. If you're making a kinyan on future items, mamad shloshtam doesn't apply anymore. And therefore, there's no such thing as a mamad shloshtam kinyan by ktubah. That's a big, thing. That Tosfos now narrows down mamad shloshtam to only items that are able to have there now. You can collect now. You can take them right on the spot. If you can't take them on the spot, there is no mamad shloshtam. Right. The other chashash is maybe she sold it. Right. Maybe she sold the ktubah after the gerushin. Why don't we say that she sold it after she was divorced and she actually has the right to collect the ktubah? So I said she was divorced. So now she has a document that is real, meaning that she can collect it today. And she sold it then. Meaning that the problem is that she's selling it beforehand and can't do Mamad Shloshtam. Let's say that she sold it afterwards with Mamad Shloshtam. So Tosfos says that there's a risk-reward analysis that the woman's going to do here. If she sells it after he's already divorced her, and she can collect the document, and then we go ahead and we give her this shofar, we give her the seat that allows her to take it back, what happens if she found out to be lying? She's found out to be lying, she's going to have to pay back the entire amount of the ktubah. So what's she putting at risk? She's making right now, she's getting the money, she sold the money to her son, she makes all the money of the full amount of the get. If she gets caught, she's got to pay back the full amount of the get. So her risk reward is really not that great. I mean, that's a one-to-one risk reward. On the other hand, if she sells her jet prior to her tzuvah, prior to getting it while she's still married, then the amount that she sold it for is a small amount. Now, if it worked out and she's able to get it back, her husband benefited by the full amount of the tzuvah. Whereas if she gets caught, all she has to pay back is the discounted amount. So that risk reward, she's willing to take the risk reward because the reward is multiples of the risk that she's taking. So some said the woman won't sell her tzuvah after death because she won't create a situation where she's lying because if the risk reward is not in her favor, right? Whereas before the time that she died, the risk reward is in her favor and she will create such a situation. The last thing Tosfos discusses over here is Shover Bizmano Tereis. It's also a very, very interesting idea here. If you look in the Tosfos, Vavopi, Shishtar Mechira Nimsar Lukuchos, even though there's a Shishtar Mechira to Lukuchos, Chila, Eino Mawil, doesn't matter. Even though the Mesira happened beforehand, Vetura falls in, and the Torah falls in, the business can come. And the same thing was said before, yes, this is what you resume, Shechre Avadim. Venira, Shetakanat Chachamim Hi. That this is only a Takanat Chachamim. Me'inyan, real Kinyanim, it shouldn't work over here. Why? Shezokhe Mishat Chatima, Apopishno Limzer Lo Adyamim Rabim. Even though it's not given to him until a much later date, Lamachreya, he gets the Kinyan from the date in the document. Achreikain. Shemokain, Olam Lo Yuchu Adim Lachtom. How could witnesses ever sign in a document? Why? Because from the time they sign it, it goes effective. It only goes effective if he gives it right then. If he doesn't give it right then, it's not effective. Then agents can never sign because right, they have to know that it was right now it's been given, and that's not always the case. Ella, im yirua mitzirah. Let's say see it. Mishum chashash, chav b'tzen, l'tana tishrei. U'mezabim b'ni b'ni. Uli inyan isur, doesn't say it. And for isur, nirah, im abad eved. Baal bat Yisrael, what happens if an eved sani? Right, sleeps with a bat Yisrael. Kodem shabali yado get shechur, shepatwa. Before he gets his get shechur, he makes her pasul. V'shema gam gabi isur zachna mishat hachatima. Why don't we say that maybe that he gets to get all the way back from the time that it was dated? Afi the shayak time of the pishit that I said mikom akom lo polig rabbanan. They didn't differentiate. V'yesh koach v'yet chachamim lakor davar min haTorah. Chachamim can be oker davar min haTorah because of this. So Tosfos suggests up front that the reason that this signature thing works is because we want people to be able to sign on documents, right, and not have to be there and see the actual document he's given. So that's it. So we created that situation so that they could give over the documents. Okay, fine. So now they give over documents. So that'll allow us to mafreya to come in. By monetary manners, we can say, hefker beis and hefker, and therefore the chachamim instituted that the kinyan's affected the mafreya from the time he signed the document, even though we've given it a much later date. That they can do. But when it comes to Easter, that an eved nani, right, had a relationship with a bat Yisrael, which is Easter min haTorah, how can we say that the Chachamim instituted the Mafreya, right, that the document went into effect, even though that's not a real kinyan? It's not a real kinyan, it's not a free man. And here you have Nebuchadnezzar, he's sleeping with the Bat Yisrael. It should be Yisur. How Chachamim can oker government of Torah? Here you can't say Hefker based in Hefker, that's not the principle you're using. So it does say yes, right, that Chachamim can be metakil akor government of Torah. That's their right, that they have a right to be oker government of Torah, to say even in the face of Yisur, the document is valid from the predated document, from the time that it was dated and signed by the Adim. It's an amazing right, principle here. That says because of low close, they didn't want to differentiate between different types of documents. The Chachamim said all documents that are signed, they will go into effect from the time they're signed, even though they're only given at a much later date. Alright, so let's stop over here. All right.